This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. One bad quarter can sink a year of reputation work. When silence costs more than the crisis itself. What happened? New research confirms what experienced operators have long suspected in certain industries. One poor quarter of reputation management produces losses that dwarf an entire year of doing it right. The asymmetry is brutal and unforgiving. Healthcare, financial services, and consumer goods top the list of sectors where a single mishandled public moment can erase hard-won trust built over months of careful, consistent communication. The communication angle. Let's put two companies side by side. Both face the same situation. A damaging story breaks on a Friday afternoon. Company A goes quiet, routes everything through legal, and issues a carefully worded non-statement 72 hours later. Company B calls a press briefing within 4 hours, puts a senior leader not to peeve our hander in front of cameras, and speaks plainly about what happened and what comes next. You already know which company recovers faster. The question worth asking is why, exactly. Company A made the classic mistake of confusing legal protection with communication strategy. These are two completely different tools. Legal language protects you in court. Plain language protects you with people. When you say, "We are unable to comment on ongoing matters," you are not neutral. You are broadcasting guilt to every customer, investor, and journalist watching. Silence is a message. It just happens to be the worst one available. Company B did something that sounds simple, but takes real nerve. They separated the facts from the fear. They did not know everything yet. They said so. They committed to a timeline for updates. They named a single point of contact for questions. That structure, factual anchor plus honest acknowledgement plus clear next step, is the architecture of credible communication under pressure. It does not require certainty. It requires discipline. The industries hit hardest by reputation collapse share one trait. Their customers make decisions based heavily on trust rather than price or convenience. A bank, a hospital, an airline, people choose these not because they are cheap, but because they believe the institution will not fail them. When a crisis hits and the institution goes silent or speaks in circles, it confirms the customer's worst fear. You have not just lost a news cycle. You have lost the foundation the relationship was built on. Here is the comparison that matters most. Companies that recover fast from crises do not necessarily communicate more. They communicate earlier and with more human specificity. They say, "We made a mistake in our supply chain affecting these 3,000 customers," instead of, "We are aware of concerns some stakeholders have raised." Specificity signals control. Vagueness signals panic. Customers can forgive a mistake. They cannot forgive the feeling that you are hiding from them. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes transparency gives your framework for separating what you know, what you do not know, and what you are doing about it. That three-part structure is not a PR trick. It is the difference between a company that recovers in 6 weeks and one still apologizing 6 months later. The takeaway. Before your next potential crisis moment, and every organization has them coming, write out one sentence the plain language version of what went wrong and who it affected. Not the legal version, not the marketing version, the human version. If you cannot write that sentence clearly in under 20 words, you're not ready to communicate yet. Get there first. Speed without clarity makes everything worse. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.